Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Emporia State University, and Flint Hills Technical College.
KVOE Live and local sunshine and 53 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Glad to have with us Brandon Walter here as we talk about the Adam Tevin 3-on-3 Memorial Basketball Fundraising Tournament. It's teed up and ready to go here this weekend.
It's about tip-off time. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just getting ready for game day tomorrow.
Game day tomorrow. So what's your last, last-minute prep time looking like here for all the activities taking place tomorrow?
It's been pretty stressful, pretty hectic, but we're definitely getting everything rounded up. The family's been of great support getting everything ready. The community has been absolutely amazing this year with all of the donations and just the reaching out and supporting. This event has been amazing.
Well, tell us, give us the when and where of the big 3-on-3 event, Brandon.
So the tournament is tomorrow at Emporia State University Student Recreation Center. Gym will open at 9:30. Tournament will start around 10. And I want to put it out there, too, that this year, just to keep it fair, I will not be participating on a team.
Okay.
So the field is wide open. Championship is somebody else this year.
Outstanding. What is maybe new here to the 3-on-3 basketball activities here this year versus last year?
The biggest event change that will be this year is a three-point contest. That's going to happen after pool play. So we'll have different age groups. Everybody's going to be able to participate. But that's going to be another big event and a game changer for this year. There's been large amounts of interest from everybody already getting signed up. And that is something, too. If you do not have a team, you can still sign up and participate in the three-point contest and just get your name involved there.
Okay.
We have prizes, gift cards. There's also something I added in just to kind of increase awards and prizes given out. I have a fat tire pedal bike, a $500 value that will be raffled off this year, too.
Oh, wow. Nice.
If you're interested in bikes and want to see if put your name in the chances there, definitely want to get involved and get your name in the hat.
So, Brandon, still room for teams?
There is. We have actually room for one more team in each age group. Last year we had 25 teams and it was an exceptional turnout. This year we are already up to 31 teams.
Nice.
So we have increased our teams drastically from last year. I never thought we'd have to cap it with the amount of teams per group, but we're just kind of to that point where we're getting maxed out. So we do have room for one more team per age group. So if you're wanting to get a team together, it's not too late, but definitely need to reach out and get your team in there.
So what are those age groups?
We have the adult league, we have a middle school league, and an elementary league.
Brandon, you'd mentioned right off the top about the community support, and you seem surprised by how, you know, as far as the participation goes, specifically with the number of teams, but the way it sounds, maybe even helping you out off the floor as well.
Yes, yeah, It's crazy to know how many people knew Adam and how many lives Adam touched. And that's just kind of, I feel like, what it comes down to is people have been reaching out to me saying they knew Adam or Adam helped them out in this certain situation. They love to donate. Whether that just be people donating money, businesses donating their support, donating their time. Some of Adam's accolades, the big ones that he had, that just kind of goes to show you the man that he was, the person that he was growing up and to be. He was involved with the National Student Nursing Association, where he became president in 2016. He was also part of the Kansas State Nursing Association, where he became president of that in 2019 as well. And that's just on top of him traveling the country, giving speeches to thousands and thousands of people. So it shouldn't be a surprise, but every year, this is only the second year, but people just keep reaching out for saying that they knew Adam from all over the country. So it's just quite amazing.
Yeah, he was part of the outstanding nursing program at Emporia State University. And, of course, unfortunately, he was a life flight nurse. And, unfortunately, that copter accident that took Adam's life. So where do the proceeds go here, Brandon?
There is a scholarship that the family set up in Adam's name in the Department of Nursing here at Emporia State University. So 100% of the money, everything that is donated, will go to that scholarship just to help the future scholars in the nursing department that go through Emporia State University.
Pretty natural connection there, obviously. How has fundraising gone here, maybe outside of the basketball tournaments for that, or is that something that you're really connected to?
Yeah, it is. There's like, again, with people knowing Adam and everything that he's been a part of, a hospital that he used to work at reached out. They donated some money. So it's just, again, everything that Adam has been a part of, people are reaching out, and they just want to kind of get their name in the hat, too, just to show their support for everything that Adam did for them.
All right. So lay it out for us once again, Brandon. If people want to stop by just to take a look or get involved in the three-point contest or would like more information, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Just reach out to me. My cell phone number is on that flyer. And again, like, just like you said, even if you're not involved in the event, if you knew Adam, if you knew the family, just come out and join the event. Enjoy yourselves. We'll have food for sale. The family will be there. It's just going to be a great time. So definitely come out and show your support.
Outstanding. Well, Brandon, thanks for what you've been doing here to honor Adam's memory. Really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Have a great day. Brandon Walter previewing the Adam Tabin 3-on-3 fundraising basketball tournament on the ESU campus tomorrow, Chuck.
Okay. We do have another interview here this hour. We've got Ed Rathke talking about the Legion Pancake Fundraiser tomorrow morning for the 8:20 Newsmaker 2 spot on Monday. Josh Graves talks about fundraising for Abundant Harvest. And it will tell you this, that the twos are just about as full as the ones when it comes